You're listening to Wide Men Can't Jump on the Wide Men Radio Network, located at anchor.fm/WCMJ. This is a sports podcast based that talks about NBA, football, and anything else that can come to the sports fan mind. We stick to the educated and the diehard fans, as well as the casual listener as well. Our show is brought to you by New Taylor & Associates, located at newlawoffice.com. You can also check out our wonderful sponsors, Atomic Comics and Collectibles, LLC, located at facebook.com/Atomic Comics and Collectibles, LLC. Strip Cam Fun also helps bring you this podcast, as well as our sponsors at Stay Classy Meats, where you can use promo code WIDEMEN to save 10% on your order of the freshest meat available in the United States. Now, let's take it over to our hosts. Here's Nate and Tim bringing you this week's edition of Wide Men Can't Jump. We're back. Another week and another sports story to be told here on Wide Men Can't Jump. And we may be approaching the world's worst introduction of all time. I'm Nate, and joining me, as always, my Canadian cohort, the Master Blaster of Ice himself, the King of Cold, Tim Dombrova from the Great White North.
I want to be the Shock Master.
I don't think you got that in you.
So I can plot. Well, you don't think I can stumble around and not be where I'm supposed to be?
Not like he did.
Yeah, that's an all-time classic.
Uncle Fred. Uncle Fred was something else now.
That was something. Yeah. So let's get right into it, Nate. Let's skip the banter for this week, or we'll do it at the end, whatever.
Okay.
How do you feel about that? That your Buccaneers will be 0-1 after being thrashed by the mighty Cowboys in opening week.
Yeah, I saw that. The first game of the season, the Bucs and the Cowboys. And, hey, I ain't mad.
It's the only game of the year where we're not going to be 100% sure whether the Cowboys suck or not.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the game. It's going to be fun, I think. The schedules just got released. So it should be a fun season. That's some of the big marquee matchups there.
I guess Tampa Bay's got a particularly, or at least based on last year's records, has a pretty easy season, and the Cowboys have the second easiest in the league.
Well, so, you have to remember the way they
are playing all those teams in their division that it does look weak.
Well, the way that these are set up is the conferences are set up to where you have to play one AFC conference and one NFC conference all the way.
They sort of know who has to play each other.
It's booked out ahead of time. Just basically get the dates.
But like somebody said, you know, okay, the Cowboys and the Eagles have the two easiest schedules by record from last year, but that's because they got to play the Giants and the Redskins and each other.
Yeah.
So, you know, the records don't look, then I don't imagine they'll be quite as bad this year as they were last year.
I don't look for any of those teams to be as bad this year as they were.
No, they
last
should be
year.
They should be slightly better, I think.
Yeah. But Tampa, and you have to remember those extra games that are played are games that are based on how you finished in the conference. Tampa Bay did not win their conference last year.
They
came in second. So they get their extra games. They get to play second place teams.
I mean, I was hoping that, if you're going to play the Tampa Bay, I kind of figured the opening night's probably a good night because Brady might be a little bit rusty earlier on in the season compared to the end of the season anyway. So maybe not a bad time to get them, to be honest.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that would be, if you're going to play them, you play them early. The biggest problem is for other teams, Tampa brings back everybody. And I don't see them changing much, if that makes any sense.
I wouldn't suspect that they would have a Super
Bowl
hangover.
Maybe throw a couple of different wrinkles into the offense. Yeah.
I can't see them having a Super Bowl hangover by virtue of Tom Brady being there. But you never know, I guess.
And they're actually going to get – there's going to be a real off season this year, and there's going to be – different stuff going on there too. So, I mean, you're not going to get,
I heard they're going to have a mobile Magic City.
Oh man. Well, look out.
Complete with poles and dance floor.
So is Lou Williams in Atlanta now?
Lou Williams is the, he's in charge of the whole setup.
Lou Williams has taken over Magic City's traveling buffet.
He's their, what is that, director of player personnel.
director of eating.
Pole personnel. Hey, Ed, how's it going, Bogus? You overexcitable, happy at everything kind of guy?
You got to talk to Bogus this
week. I have talked to Ed a couple of times on the phone, but he was particularly amped up for that wrestling card, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of thought maybe somebody shot him up with PCP or something.
It wasn't me. I'll tell you that much.
I kind of think Ed gets up in the morning and takes a breath, and that's all that's been needed. I think he's good from that point on.
Could you imagine Ed on Red Bull?
Good God, no.
He probably solved the crisis in the Middle East by 11 o'clock.
He just run to the Middle East, slap the crap out of everybody, and be back for lunch.
Yeah, be back at the sheets by noon.
Get your shit together. I'll get a hoagie to go. I don't know what Israeli Jewish cuisine. Maybe some brisket.
Lots of balls?
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Lots of soup there?
Aren't they the kings of the bagels?
They are, indeed.
Well, yeah, bagels and cream cheese. That's not bad.
Yeah. Philadelphia cream cheese. You know, why not?
Oh, well, you said a swear word, Philadelphia. banished from the airwaves.
A little smear.
We can't talk about them. They look like they're going to have a franchise finish in first place more than likely. Eh?
It looks that way. I mean, we'll get to the NBA here in a minute, but... I was just wondering, you know, looking at what's going on NFL-wise, is there a lot, you got any real thoughts going on as we head into this?
We kind of touched on it. NFC East can't be as bad as it was last year.
I agree.
And if it is, oh my God, that's going to be a long year. I'm kind of curious to see what's going to happen in a few places. The great quarterback swap. We'll see how Detroit and the Rams make out there with that move.
Yeah.
Whether that pans out.
The Thanksgiving Day has been released as well. Lions, Bears, Raiders, ooh. Cowboys, Bills, Saints.
Well, I ain't against any of those games. Except you won't want to watch that last one probably.
I don't see the Saints being as good as they were last year. Personally.
Probably not. I'm curious. I want to see how San Diego makes out.
I think the Chargers.
With him having a year under his belt.
I'm kind of a fan of that kid. I'm kind of a fan of Herbert. I really am.
I don't mind him. I'm curious to see the continue evolution of Kyler Murray in Arizona.
Arizona is going to be one you need to watch.
They're
going to be a sneaky, sneaky team that could really make some noise this year.
I mean, I guess I want to see what happens in Jacksonville just out of sheer curiosity.
I think everybody does.
I was talking to Nick.
Yeah, we haven't been on the air. We haven't been on the air since that got announced. So I'm kind of glad you brought that up.
I was talking to Nick, and he said, "Well, are they going to be any better?" And I'm like, shit, they can't really. I mean, the only thing to be worse is 0-16.
I mean, I'm not going to say they're going to be better, but I'm not. I don't think they can be worse.
I think record-wise, they're going to be better. Do you think they can really only win one game all year?
Well, let's take a look at their.
Who do they got on the schedule?
Let's see. I don't know yet, so I'm gonna look this up. See, but that in case you've been living under a rock, they did sign Tim Tebow.
Well, no, they came out today and said they haven't signed him yet.
Well, there's talk that they're going to.
Urban has to get his act together and decide whether he really wants to do it or not. Got to see how many tickets it'll sell before they sign.
Well, that's not an official schedule. That was the fake Urban.
Well, did you get shaded on Twitter again?
It's the fake Urban Meyer schedule. Take a look.
What's the fake Urban Meyer schedule? 14 times against Cincinnati?
Sunday, the first game at Houston Texans. The next week, I hate John Elway. They take on the Broncos. Arizona Cardinals, the third week. Fourth week, at Joe Burrow, Paul Brown Stadium. The next week is, I don't even know who they're playing. It just says Varbel.
It's just Varbel?
V-R-A-B-E-L. I don't even know who that is.
You got Vrabel?
Vrabel, maybe.
Vrabel?
Vrabel? There's a joke there. Let me see here.
Well, we got to figure that out now.
I guess it'd be Mike Vrabel?
Yeah, he's the coach of the Titans.
Okay, so that's who they're playing. Okay, sorry.
Okay, that makes a little... Well, he should have went with the first name there, too. That would have been helpful.
The next week after that versus Tottenham Hotspur Dolphins because they're playing in London.
Oh, I thought maybe the guys who owned the Dolphins owned the soccer team as well, possibly.
They might. I don't know.
They might. You can't rule it out.
Week after that's the bye week. Week after that, at I was a better college coach than Pete Carroll.
The Seahawks.
This is pretty good. November 7th in Jacksonville, Buffalo Bills, homecoming. For Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
Week after that, at Lucas Oil Stadium, Big Ten Championship game against the Colts. See, then we got San Francisco, Atlanta, Los Angeles, then Varbel again.
Repeat, Varbel part 2.0.
Houston Texans at December 26th at Stupid Jets. Sunday the 2nd, or Saturday, or yeah, Sunday the 2nd, at Saddon Chase Winovich again, which is the Patriots. And the last game, Indianapolis Colts. So I think they've got the ability to beat the Texans twice this year.
Well, we still don't know what's going to happen in Houston, right?
Well, exactly. I think they may be able to sneak out a win against the Jets. I think they could win 4 games.
You got to wonder, like, I don't want to dwell on the subject any, but it now that we just brought up Houston for a brief moment. What's going on there that they either haven't just like moved on from him or dropped the hammer on him or come out and said, okay, this is all unsubstantiated allegation and we don't care. Like, cause if it was, you got to think if it's just about anybody else in the league, are you still in the league after however, I mean, it's in the low to mid 20s, I think, that have come out with accusations. Are you still playing if you're damn near anybody else?
I don't know. Like, I really...
I mean, I don't know a lot about it, the particulars of it, because there haven't really... None of it's really come out except that he's been accused, and that's about it. Maybe that's why. Maybe they don't care. Maybe until something more comes out of it.
I don't know. It just seems like he wants out of there, and at this point, I don't think anybody in the league would blame them for getting rid of him.
I mean, they could dump him without any trouble. Yeah. Nobody
well,
holds
they
him
wanted
against
to
him,
get they
think.
Wanted to get some trade value for him, but it seemed like no one was really interested in that.
Well,
nobody was interested
in
that high price they were asking.
I wonder if it until the NFL was to like suspend him or anything like that, maybe they can't dump him. Maybe they have to trade him, and if nobody's going to take him, given the circumstances and. Why pay? Because you're not going to pay much for a guy who admittedly says he doesn't want to be there.
I'm not sure what's
I don't know. I kind of, again, we kind of take this podcast kind of takes the path that until he's found guilty or the NFL deems him guilty of breaking the whatever they call that, you know, you've broken the code of conduct or whatever. Until somebody says any of that, for me, it's just like, no, it should be business as usual.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And that's the way we're going to take it from here. So we'll see.
Yeah, shame me for bringing it up.
Well, no, I mean, that's how we take it. I mean, it's worth bringing up. But I do want to mention, when it comes to Jacksonville, if they go ahead and sign Tim Tebow. What are your thoughts? They're expected to do it.
Well, first, does he even see the field would be the first question.
Yeah, I mean, that's
worse. Because who knows, really? I mean, he was a pretty good athlete.
He was.
Now, at 33, what he's got left in the tank.
And to switch and to play a brand new position.
Yeah, I don't know. But you got to admit, would it not be surreal to hear whoever's Jacksonville's play-by-play, or, you know, our Monday Night Football, you hear, it's Lawrence over the middle to Tim Tebow for the touchdown? Would that not be insane?
You know, it makes me wonder, though, with Tebow. You know, of course he goes to Jacksonville. To me, this is obviously Urban Meyer throwing him a bone to get him
more
back
than
in the
likely.
NFL. Urban Meyer probably told him, hey, you're not going to see the field unless you change positions.
There was a time, though, when I thought Tim Tebow, granted, he is not the best passer. I don't think anybody's going to argue that point.
I agree.
But in an option, you know, in certain situations, throwing him out there, I mean, he can throw, he can run. If he's in there at tight end, like, you got to kind of take the threat somewhat seriously that they're going to use
him. Think about
him,
it
right?
Like this. I think Tim Tebow, had Sean Payton got a hold of him, you know, 5-6 years ago when he was still kind of relevant in the league, I think Sean Payton could have made him into what Taysom Hill is. Maybe not your starter week in and week out. Maybe not the guy that's going to take you to a Super Bowl, but a change of pace guy who makes you a different look, who can run, but we don't want to run him every play because we don't want to get him killed. A guy who can do little things differently, can throw over the middle, can run, can catch if we need him to. So if we spread him out as a receiver or a tight end, you got to respect him. I mean, he could have been that Taysom Hill style player, which if Jacksonville uses him that way, and he's in good shape. Now, is he in football shape? That's a different question, but I'm not disliking Tebow as kind of
an option. No, and it's not like it's going to cost them anything, really.
And worst comes to worst, you know what they're going to do?
They'll cut them.
Well, not even that. They're going to sell tickets.
Well, it's going to do that because it's Florida, right?
People like that guy, and they're right in his backyard.
Yeah, he's a kid, you know, he's a college hero of
Gainesville.
Of Robinsonian proportions. You like that?
Robinsonian. Jesus.
Well, you know, anybody that knows. I don't know. Like, I mean, okay, is he really, if he goes onto the roster as like the third tight end or something like that, is that really?
You know how far it is from Gainesville to Jacksonville?
Not far.
Hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah, okay, so not far.
No, not at all.
I mean, it might be a very, very well-calculated, you know, possibly, if everything goes perfect, we can use him. And if it doesn't, we can still use him for PR.
Exactly. And a lot of people like him in the locker room. I'm not going to say yay or nay on that because I've never been around him in the locker
room. Well, at least you know he ain't going to get into any trouble.
Very true. You're not going to see this guy.
He's not somebody that's going to get caught down at Magic City snorting coke. That ain't going to happen.
I think you've got a point.
You know, there's probably no worries.
The only coke Tim Tebow has comes with ice. So
yeah, I don't think there's any worries of like any, you know, that some domestic dispute allegations are going to pop out of left field on Tim Tebow. Not likely, anyway.
You never know.
I mean, you can't rule it out entirely because you
but,
just never.
Yeah, I think you're right.
More than likely, he might be a good, solid. You know, does he know? Is there anybody else on that team or associated with that team besides Urban Meyer that has any connections to him?
Perhaps.
I mean, they drafted Etienne so that Trevor Lawrence would have somebody there that he knew. Is it possible that, okay, let's sign Tebow. He can deflect a bit of the press. He can definitely teach Tracy Lawrence what it's like to be under the microscope.
Trevor Lawrence.
Or Trevor, or Tracy. Well, I like Tracy Lawrence too.
Tracy Lawrence is out here driving a fast car. But
no, that's Tracy Chapman.
Oh yeah, wrong Tracy.
Well, if we're both going to put our foot in it, why not?
Yeah, might as well.
I mean, he's won it. He won a national championship. He's played a playoff game or two with Denver. He's had a little taste of success, but he's had a pretty big taste of not being successful. So he might be a pretty solid guy to have around. You never know.
You know, a lot of people said Tebow never got a fair shake, and I kind of get that.
I don't think he got a fair shake from Denver.
Again, I'm not a guy that thought Tebow should have been an NFL quarterback. However, I will say Tebow was able to. He was able to win a playoff game. Now, most of the time, I'm okay with Tebow as just a regular old, guy, but I just don't think he was a playoff quarterback, but he did win.
He did enough for Denver that he at least deserved a year as a backup or something. But they just dumped him immediately.
They did.
So I don't know. But then again,
now, I do think he was led by that Denver defense, which is why he was successful when he was. I don't think he was an NFL quarterback just based on mechanics. If he'd have been on a really bad team, I think he would have struggled. But I think he deserves a shot. I mean, why not? Like we said with Jacksonville, what do you have to lose here?
Well, yeah. I mean, what's the downside? Okay, you signed him and he's completely horrible, and at worst case, you cut him. You signed him to the practice squad, maybe, or whatever. Like, there's ways. I mean, Jacksonville doesn't care about the money. That's irrelevant.
Yeah, you can prove that by the wrestling promotion.
Yeah, I mean, well, and I don't imagine he's going to get paid a significant amount of money anyway. Even if they sign him, he'd probably get close to league minimum, I would imagine. I don't know why he'd get any more.
Yeah, I agree. But, it's an interesting play by Jacksonville. We'll keep our eye on them this year because they've got a lot of talent that I think will.
There's just a lot of quarterbacks that a guy wants to watch. A lot of new draft picks again this year. A lot of guys going into year two. A
couple really good running backs that came out in the draft that I've got my eye on. Really interested to see how Najee Harris and ETN turn out. Because there for a while, drafting a running back in the first round was looked at as a big no-no. But nowadays, it seems like people are changing their minds.
Unfortunately, the stock of running backs, as the league has got, the players have gotten bigger, they just don't last very long. So their value, even the real good ones, you're lucky, you maybe get 8 years, 9 years, if you're really lucky, of high-end performance, and then they start to drop off pretty quick because they get beat around so much.
Yeah. Well, another move happened today. I don't know if you ever did get to see this, but it did happen. The Green Bay Packers signed Blake Bortles.
I did see that, and I thought to myself,
if that's their answer, then holy crap.
Well, I don't think he is. I think that's the backup. I think Love is their answer.
You really think so?
Well, I don't think so. I think that's what they think.
So, let me ask you. Do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to be in Packer uniform come start of the season?
About a week or two ago, I thought it's just, all talk and posturing and all that stuff. All the signs point to the fact that he won't be.
The Green Bay Packers have the advantage right now, though, with that contract. Now, he can go set out all he wants, but Tim, let's be honest. What would you rather do? If you don't get a good enough haul for him, I would rather have him sitting out hosting Jeopardy than playing against me.
Well, is he tradable with his contract?
And I know a lot of people are saying, we want, he's looking at Denver, possibility of Denver. I don't know.
I mean, he can look all the places he wants. I mean, his contract is big enough that he can't just go anywhere. Like, it's going to require somebody to move someone, like, because what is he making, 37 or something crazy like that? I mean, it's nuts.
I mean, I've heard rumors that he may end up in New Orleans. There's talk of a possibility of him going to Denver. There's talk of a potential Carolina play being made. I don't know. For some reason, I just have this feeling that he's still going to be a Packer.
Well, when you look at, okay, he signed a four-year contract for $134 million. Now, that in itself is
a big contract.
Right, but the stingy part is that had a $57.5 million signing bonus attached to it, and $98 million of it is guaranteed. So whoever's taking him, they've got a pretty significant amount of money invested in him to stay there. You know, 60 I know. Million. And this is and we're not talking about, you know, this isn't the Dallas Cowboys or somebody like that. This is Green Bay, who doesn't have the money to throw around that some of the other teams do, due to the fact that they're, you know, owned by every season ticket holder has a stake in the team, I guess, technically, but however that works. But I mean, is he going to be successful anywhere else? That'd be the next question. You know, Green Bay, say what you want about the rest of the team, but they do. I mean, they did kind of let him just, okay, well, you know, Rodgers is going to drop back and he's going to let it fly.
If you're another team, are you not going to let him do that? I am.
Maybe.
I'm going to let him do whatever the hell he wants.
Well, if I'm a team that doesn't have a very good quarterback, I think I'm bending over backwards to get him. But again, now, also, he's not 30 years old anymore either. He's, what, 36 coming 37, or maybe even older, 37 coming in 38 maybe even. So how much are you going to mortgage your future to get
him? It's got to be a team that feels like they can win right now. That's the thing.
Yeah, okay. And then
you see potentially, and again, this is me just spitballing here. Denver, to me, Denver's not ready to win right now, even if they've got him. Yeah. You know, a place that really might be able to do something with him if they get him right now is San Francisco. I could very, very easily see him stepping in there and doing something with San Francisco if they're willing to make a move.
Nice the place Saints, to play, too.
Yeah, it is. And if the Saints make a play for him and get him, then depending on what they give up, they've got a good shot.
This won't happen, but I'd love it if it did. The Cowboys dump Dak Prescott to the curb.
Yeah, that's not happening.
And take his money back and sign Aaron Rodgers and give him the boatload. I don't even care. Yeah, no, I'm a little nervous about Dak Prescott, too.
As you should be, my friend.
Well, he's, you know, when you look at statistically, he was pretty solid. I'm more worried about the fact that what happened to him, they gave him all that money not knowing whether he could, what he's really going to bring back to the field. They don't really know.
I don't know. Do you think he'll be under center in game one, or do you think he'll have to wait a little longer? I think he's back under center game one.
I think so. I think you might see one of the rare times where a starting quarterback plays more than three snaps during the preseason.
Yeah, I think you might. Joe Burrow, I don't think Joe Burrow will be back in time to start the season.
Even if he was, you know, they know what Joe Burrow can do. He's not an unknown anymore. And he's a lot – well, actually, I don't know how much younger he is than Dak Prescott. A couple years anyway. The injury is just such a weird one that you just don't know. I mean, you'd have to assume that they've, you know, whatever rehab he's been doing, that they're, you know, they're caught up with what his status is and what the outlook is and all that. But until you really take the field,
yeah,
you know, you really just don't, you know, games, you can't simulate that. You just can't. Your own guys can chase you around all day long. It's just not the same.
Very true. All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We are going to take a quick timeout right now.
Who was telling me what to do?
Yes, I am, damn it. And when we come back, we are going to talk basketball. And I'm talking a lot of basketball. Some things happened this evening that have not happened in a long time. I'll just put it to you this way. There's a team in the playoffs, and gas is going up. So it feels like we're back in like 2012, 2013 right now. Knicks. But we're going to talk about it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jimmy Carter.
That's a good ways back. That's before my time.
Well, that's the gas end of the joke.
Yeah, true. All right, we'll be back right after this. We're going to talk about where we're going to hear from our good friends, New Law Office, our wonderful, wonderful friends at New Law Office. And Steve wanted me to tell you, if you're in the Beckley area in August, you need to come out and have a blast with us, as we're going to have a fantastic wrestling event. So far announced, Matt Cardona, which is Zack Ryder, Brian Myers, Curt Hawkins, and Jerry the King Lawler, and more to come. So come check that out for us.
We're going to talk about that as soon as we come back from the break.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
Personal injury, product liability, workplace accidents, mesothelioma law, Social Security disability, unfair insurance practices, family law, employment discrimination, and more. All this can be handled at New Law Office with Stephen P. New. It's New Law Office with Stephen P. New. You can get your free consultation today by calling 1-800-208-9169 or 304-362-7345 for your free consultation. A new level of personal service, whether you've been injured or facing divorce or experiencing workplace discrimination, you can rely on compassionate, thorough representation from New Law Office. Be sure to contact Stephen P. New Law Office at newlawoffice.com or again, get your free consultation at 1-800-203-9169. Stephen P. New, answers to your legal questions. Are you tired of the same old average everyday lifestyle and the same old job that has you making less money than what you know you're worth? Well, you should head on over to stripcamfun.com. On StripCamFun, there are tons of eligible men and women waiting to perform for you, and you can join in on the fun yourself. Just head on over at stripcamfun.com, where you can strip on cam and have some fun. If you get there right now, you'll get to see some of the most beautiful women, men, and whatever else your heart desires. And you can take advantage of the good times being had on stripcamfun.com. Make sure you get there right now and let them know that Wide Men Can't Jump brought you over, because stripcamfun.com is not just for everyone. Must be 18 years of older to join in on the good times. StripCamFun, be sure to visit right now. It's stripcamfun.com, where you can strip on cam and have some fun.
And we're back. Thanks again to the law offices of Stephen P. New and, of course, our wonderful sponsors at StripCamFun. All right, Tim, you want to talk about that when we came back? We're back.
Well, a couple things. You know, we do talk about wrestling occasionally.
We do.
First off, I wanted to, I don't know the gentleman. But you do. Was it Rocky Rage? Is that the correct
name? Yes, Rocky Rage.
Yeah, get well soon there, buddy. Don't want to see that.
He just had his rotator cuff surgery.
Yeah, that's that can't be any fun. But being one of your boys there, we'll shout him out quick because that's what we should do.
Absolutely.
Now, Jerry Lawler.
Yes.
Am I led to believe that Jerry Lawler's actually going to be in the ring for this card?
He is indeed.
All right, you're going to have to convince me
I didn't tell you this.
You're going to have to convince me of why I'd want to see this. Because
he's going to be wrestling Shane Storm.
Okay, no, I did see that.
And his manager, Bobby Blaze.
Yeah, I saw that. So does that mean that I can expect Bobby to sneak into the ring and pop Jerry the King Lawler for me?
Now that I don't know. But, yeah, Bobby will be in Shane's corner for that match. So
is that so that Bobby can take the bump?
No.
Well, I don't think
Jerry Lawler's more likely to bump than Bobby, I think, at this point.
I'm thinking the King's probably not taking too many bumps.
I don't know now. Again, I've seen Lawler still goes out and wrestles, man.
Jerry is kind of a freak of nature as far as that goes. Because he's, what, 70? 73, I want to say.
I don't even think he's that. Is he that young?
He might even be older than that. I mean, he's too old to be in the ring, as far as I'm concerned.
Jerry Lawler is 71. You're right.
Okay, so 70. All right. But remember, I mean, my dad. Okay, my dad's 77, but 6 years ago, I can't see my dad in a wrestling ring taking a bump.
Well, true.
But now again, as we said, do you think it maybe has something to do with the being around all those young ladies, keeping your spring in your step and all that sort of thing?
Well, yeah, guy, not a drinker, never partied.
That's true. That goes a long way.
That doesn't hurt.
He was never like a workout muscle bound guy either.
Never had to deal with any like unnatural substances.
No, he kind of looked like more of like a slimmer version of Mick Foley, like body wise.
Yeah.
He was never like, you know, he was never anybody that strike fear into you just by looking at him.
But, you know, and never did anything too stupid either. That also helps.
Well, he was also winning most of the time, so he didn't have to take too many of the crazy bumps.
Yeah, there
he
took you go.
He took a few probably, but.
You got to remember.
Wasn't a high flyer.
Didn't
so
have to wrestle so much, you know. Past the late 90s, kind of took a lot of time off, was just announcing.
It never hurts when you're the booker.
Yeah. Lawler will be in the ring, so come on out to that event. That's
so now, when is the I don't want to say the debut, because that won't be right. When is the second appearance of Nate Bush in the ring?
I don't think that'll ever happen again.
Nate will never take an announcer bump.
I've taken quite a few. Actually, I've taken more than a couple announcer bumps. My actual in-ring ability only once.
See, I'm thinking like, no, you know, you'd got to be the guy that, you know, you're doing the interview, you know, ringside, and the heel comes out and puts you through a table. I mean, it wouldn't take much to.
The sad part is I'm bigger than most of the heels.
True. Well, maybe they just got to bring Mama Bush down to the.
Hey, she shows up. I'll go wherever she says.
You take the bump without her touching you. It looks like an AEW botch.
Yeah, right, man. Happy belated birthday, Mom, by the way. I know you're
And Mother's Day for all the moms, because we weren't around for that either.
Even if you're expecting Danielle, happy Mother's Day to you as well.
Yeah, you better be careful there. You see those posts? You see that last post? Go check out that last post on Facebook and tell me.
I'll check it out sometime.
Tell me you're not afraid, because I'm afraid when a woman starts talking about smacking guys around and stuff. That makes me nervous. I feel for Nick.
I did see that, actually.
Just like, oh, Nick.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Tim. We've delayed here and delayed. And
what are we talking about? Oh, basketball, right?
Yeah, right. What are we talking about? Yeah, right. Basketball.
Okay, fair enough. So what do you want to talk about?
Basketball to dive into here. First off, let's take a look at the Eastern Conference. So tonight, as we sit here, we have almost finished out the East. Like, we pretty much know
where everybody stands. The East will probably be settled tomorrow when the Bulls play Toronto. And if Toronto has nobody playing, their guys are all hurt just about, and then they got a bunch of guys sitting out.
I think if Washington wins their next game, that they will clinch.
Washington lost tonight.
They blew it tonight against the Hawks, big time.
So there's if you zip over to The Athletic there, Nathan.
Yeah.
There is a story on The Athletic that's the 2021 playoff picture, standings, play-in tournament, and it goes into quite a bit of detail about who's left to play and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's well worth looking at while we talk about this.
I'll take a look at it. But, yeah, I think Washington's probably going to secure that last spot from I'm seeing.
I had a question for you about that. If you go on ESPN in the standings, why are certain teams – like Portland, for instance, in the West, is in the fifth hole right now.
Uh-huh.
Why do they not show them as in the playoffs? Like, they don't have an X or a Y. Like, they can't drop. I mean, they're seven games ahead of the 10th hole. It's not like they're not going to be in the playoffs. So why do they not show them as being in?
Well, they might be in the play-in game.
Well, they're in fifth. No, they show the two teams that are in the PB. They got them marked.
There's four teams that'll be in the play-in.
Well, the Lakers, they don't have there because they could still get out of seventh and into sixth.
Exactly.
Okay, but they still would qualify for the playoffs. They're going to get in one way or the other. They can't fall down to 11.
Boy, this is bad. I can't remember our login on the Athletic.
Shit, don't ask me because I got...
I'll tell you. I
got it on automatic, so I don't know. No, it would be what you think it is followed by what you would think it is with a one.
I talked to your kid. He got it off of me not too long ago, so I'll get it. But your son.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
Well, I got another one, kind of.
That's but true.
I was going to say, what are you doing talking to her? We're going to have a talk. I sent my West Virginia muscle down to pay you a visit.
Who, Bogus?
Hell no, Hoff. Screw Bogus.
Hell no, he said.
Screw Bogus. What, I don't want Ed to come down and make you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, apparently that's not working. I don't know why. Neither one of them.
Well, dude, you're the one who's...
I set it up. You're the
one who set it up.
Yeesh, that's bad.
Let's see what happened. Jeez, I'm afraid to sign out of mine in case I can't sign back in.
Oh, that should be it right there. Is it, email or password is incorrect. Oh, well. Ah, well, screw it. We'll just go on without it. I'll have to check that out later. But
what login are you using? You're using the Gmail mail?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so that's right.
Yes. I knew that.
From what I understand, we may not have to worry about the Athletic for much longer. Apparently, they're not doing very well.
Well, that's a shame. Got a lot of good friends that work there.
That's what I read, that they were not... And you're sure it's not the email with a one after it?
I'm positive.
I can't help you then.
Don't know. Oh,
that's
well.
A real look behind the curtain. Well, I'll just read it like I came up with all this stuff on my own. And
yeah, I'm going to hit forgot my password. So I'm
okay. Well, if you change it to something that that you can remember, and I'll write it down.
Well, it was right. Like I did remember it because I was using the same ones that we had talked about. But anyway, let's talk basketball here instead of us trying to log into our damn thing.
That's how this organization runs.
Yeah, that's right. We run by the seat of our ass. But nevertheless, let's talk a little basketball here. What I'm thinking, Tim, is with the way the playoffs are set up, and again, we've went through it and looked at it several ways. I think that the play-in games, and I'm in, the play-in games are...
Ric Flair music in the background.
The play-in games are something that's... I think they're going to stay. I think a lot of people like it. It seems like the only people that don't like them are the players that have to play in them.
Well, and they're the guys who get the least say about whether they stay or not, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's some... They were talking earlier today on, I believe it was, pardon the interruption.
Yeah, PTI.
Yeah, they were talking about, like, you know, who would want to face who. And they were both surprisingly particularly worried about the Lakers in the West because they don't think they really want to play Golden State very badly if that matchup occurs.
I guarantee they don't want to play Golden State very badly.
And now LeBron is questionable for tomorrow.
Yeah, and they're losing to the Hawks or to the Rockets, right?
Well, that's because I believe that Davis is not playing either because he got banged up again last night, if I read that correctly. So he may not even be playing. I'm not sure.
Well, I'll tell you this, the Wolves are starting to piss me off real good.
Yeah. What can I say about a team that disappoints and then when you want them to disappoint, they win.
They disappoint by winning. That's my Wolves. Gotta love them.
Anyways, let's go back. We were in the East. Who do you think is going to finish first? Are the Sixers going to pull it out, or will Brooklyn get it done somehow?
I'm looking here. I mean, three games left.
The Sixers have got to lose all three, and Brooklyn's got to win out.
I think Philadelphia wraps it up. Sixers have to play the Heat, the Magic, and those are back-to-back. I mean, the Magic are not very good at all. Possibly they lose that Heat game, but they win at least one of those games between.
They'll have to, because Brooklyn, I think, just beat the daylights out of San Antonio tonight, I believe.
Yeah.
And then they've got the Bulls and the Cavs, so they should win those two games, you think. Yeah. But
yeah, maybe. I do think the Sixers get it. I think it's really the way it's coming down to. And I'll tell you what, man, credit to Doc Rivers and company, because that's a Sixers team that I did not think was going to be much better this year. And they've improved, and Joel Embiid deserves, you know, a tip of the hat for.
He's going to get a cup of coffee in the MVP discussion. He won't win it, but he'll get a cup of coffee.
He deserves mentioned in it. That's for sure. In my opinion, I think he definitely deserves mentioned in the conversation. But yeah, I think the Sixers end up grabbing the one seed. You know, we're looking at a potential right now. The Knicks are set
in seventh.
Are they in seventh or sixth?
Yeah, no, they're in seventh. They're like three. They're not getting the sixth. So they're 3.5 games.
See,
back.
They were sitting at what I saw the other night. That loss to the Lakers. That overtime loss to the Lakers really hurt them.
The sixth hole is going to be Atlanta is 8.5 back, and Miami and New York are tied. So that's still 4, 5, 6 is still up in the air.
Well, that's what I mean. The Knicks are in sixth right now. They're not in seventh.
Yeah, you said Celtics.
No, I said Knicks.
Oh, no, okay. The Knicks are in sixth.
That's what threw me off there.
Oh, all right. Then I misunderstood you. Sorry.
Okay, so 4, 5, 6, I mean, there could be some.
There's some jockeying to be done there yet. Yeah.
So if I can look at the schedule here of who the Knicks have left. The Knicks have left the Spurs, the Hornets, and the Celtics on night two of a back-to-back. So that's kind of a thing to look at there. I'm looking at the Heat have the Sixers, the Bucks, and the Pistons. And the Hawks have the Wizards, Magic, and Rockets. Based on that, the Hawks should be your 4 seed, is my guess. The Knicks have a very real possibility of hopping up to the.
Hell, they could get to the 4. They could get to the 5. I mean, one game will get them to the 5. They could get to the 4.
I don't see them getting there with the remaining schedule. Just because, look at the Hawks games, the Wizards, who are 32-38, the Magic, who are 21-48, and then the Rockets, who are the worst team in the league at 16-53. Yeah, so
Atlanta's got a pretty.
I think Atlanta's got the easiest walk. I think they'll end up, because they clinched tonight, I think they'll end up grabbing that 4 seed. Let me see, Atlanta. So Atlanta beat the Wizards tonight. So they've got the Magic and the Rockets left after tonight.
So they should be as close to a lock in at 4 as you can get without officially being one.
Yes, and the Knicks play the Spurs tomorrow. So,
all right. So let's say that the standings stay how they are at this moment.
Okay.
All right. So who 7 plays? How does this all work again?
So go three plays six.
No, like for the play-in games.
7 plays 8, which if it stays like it is, it's going to be. And I think Charlotte and Indiana could hop each other, but
they could flop.
Let's just say it stays like it is. Right. Boston is the 7 seed. They will play Charlotte. The winner of that game will be the 7th seed.
So why does 7 not get to play 10?
Hold on. Here's how they're doing it. All right, now, 9 and 10 play each other, okay? Whichever team wins moves on to play the loser of the 7-8 game. All right? The team that loses the 9-10 game is out. They're gone. season so opener.
So the advantage of being 7-8 is that you got two kicks at the can.
Exactly.
Okay, fair enough.
So Boston would play Charlotte. Indiana would play Washington. Let's just say
I have to
Boston wins.
I'll take Boston and Indiana more than likely, I would say.
I think, honestly, I could very much see Charlotte beating Boston, especially with the announcement now that Jaylen Brown's done for the year.
Yeah, well, we might have to consult our Celtics experts.
I'm being honest, man.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying I think we have at least two listeners who will tell you how crazy you are for suggesting that.
I don't know. They're two very realistic fans.
Yeah, they actually both are. They'll cheer for the Celtics till the day cows come home, but they'll both admit if they're not very good. And let's be honest, the Celtics have been very hit and miss this year.
They have, and losing Jaylen Brown really is going to hurt them. So I could see Charlotte beating Boston, getting the 7 seed and having to play Brooklyn. Congratulations on the 7 seed, kid. And then potentially, I think Indiana, I don't know, man. Caris LeVert's done for the year now. Or excuse me, not Caris LeVert. I'm sorry, I forgot that Victor Oladipo's on Miami now. He's done for the year.
Yeah, he's out.
But so could you potentially, I know they blew a game tonight. Washington did. They had a big lead and they blew it against the Hawks. But could you potentially see Washington with Russell Westbrook, Bradley Beal, and that team, as much as they've struggled this year, could they beat Indiana and Boston and sneak in at that 8 seed?
Sure.
I mean,
that's the whole point of this, right?
If you're Philadelphia, do you want to see Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal coming in to play you? I don't think you do.
I'm not sure Philadelphia wants to see anybody.
Well, the thing Philly's really got going for them, Philly has one of the best home records in the league, if not the best. It's very
close. They're 27-7 at home.
Okay, the only team better is Utah.
Utah. The thing with Philly though is we've seen this before, where they've have a good. I mean, they haven't finished first in a while, but they have a great, decent regular season. They're favorites going into the playoffs, and they totally suck. And they get knocked out. So do they have a playoff? They got some demons they're going to have to conquer if they want to. And I don't think they can beat Brooklyn anyway. So
again, Brooklyn's an anomaly because they Brooklyn should be your favorite.
I mean, do they beat, can they even beat Milwaukee?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Milwaukee's been kind of the silent sleeper of this. I mean, they've played well at home.
Did they learn something from last year?
Maybe.
You know, I don't know either, but maybe.
They've added some talent. I mean, Milwaukee's sitting there 44-25, three games back of first. They're not going to make a move. They're not going anywhere. Milwaukee, I think, has got the three locked up. It's just going to be who are they going to play. It looks, as of right now, it would be the Knicks. And the Knicks are good, but I don't think they're good enough to beat Milwaukee.
No, if Milwaukee plays New York, I think Milwaukee wins that, and they win it. The Knicks might get a game.
Yeah, I mean, I can see the Knicks getting one, maybe stealing one at home.
Maybe.
Six, but because believe it or not, the Knicks are actually a pretty good ball club.
They got a lot of – they're pretty gritty. They're not going to go easily.
No, they're not going to go quietly at all.
They've given up that losing before the third quarter's over stuff. They don't do that anymore.
Could you imagine, though, this series, if it happens, Atlanta and Miami, Trae Young, playoff debut. By the way, Barry Horowitz, pat on the back to the guy that called that at the start of the season. I'm letting people know, man. I saw the Hawks roster in the offseason, and I said, you damn right that's a playoff team. Now, did I expect them to be the four? No.
Well, I don't know. I don't know who I got if those two teams play each other.
Man.
I'm going to be tight. I know that
much. Oladipo's out. The Heat are not the same Heat. Unless something happens in the next few games, I don't see the Heat being the same Heat. I'm going to take Atlanta just because Atlanta's got the size that can battle down low without a bio. And I think Trey Young, there's Jimmy Butler may be able to guard him, but I don't know. It's going to be close. Right. And Clint Capella is a big force.
Jimmy's had a good season, but he hasn't had a great season.
He's been very quiet this season.
He's been okay, but I mean, he's probably still their best player, probably, but
they're about where they were last year when they went on a run. The only problem is last year there was no fans. There's limited fans now, and I think that's going to make somewhat of a difference. This would be a fun series to watch, and I think them losing Oladipo is going to hurt too.
Do you figure there's anything to the theory that in the bubble, Jimmy Butler could just ride everybody's ass constantly? And out of the bubble, he really can't quite so much.
I mean, there you go, right?
Well, I mean, it would be pretty easy to be like, you know, grumpy old man father figure thing when nobody can get away from you.
Yeah.
and it worked for them. It was pretty helpful. I mean, they did a lot better than anybody thought they were going to.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Obviously, you figure the Sixers are going to win their opening. Who you got coming out of the East? Let's just get right down to it.
If I had to pick right now, I'm still going Brooklyn. And I would love to be wrong. I really would. But I just have this feeling that Brooklyn is going to be standing there when it's over because the amount of star power will matter in a series. If this was a tournament style, like NCAA tournament, I would not go with Brooklyn. I could see Brooklyn dropping a home game here or a home game there. Now, I will say this. I look for Milwaukee and the Knicks to go six if it happens. I think Milwaukee will actually drop the first game of the series against the Knicks. The Knicks will come out and surprise them. But I think Milwaukee will eventually recover and go on a run and win it if it happens.
Yeah, I mean, unless there's a sleeper, somebody gets really hot.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I mean, it pretty much has to be, it's one of the three anyway.
I would love to see Milwaukee. I would love to see Milwaukee in the finals. I would love to see that.
I mean, you got to figure it's going to be Philadelphia, Brooklyn, or Milwaukee, one of them.
Yeah, I think it's Brooklyn. If I had to, like, if I was betting right now, I would definitely go with Brooklyn. But again, I can't say for sure.
I mean, the Knicks don't have the horses. They got a lot better and good for them, but they don't have the horses to get out.
No, they don't.
Atlanta and Miami don't have them either, in my opinion. Now, they could get a game or two maybe from those teams, but
I think if Atlanta gets to the second round, they'll steal a game, maybe two.
Yeah, I don't see them winning a series, though.
No, I don't see them winning a series.
And same
the East has been the East has been very top-heavy this year. It's been a very it's been a three-team race all season. It's been Milwaukee, Boston, it's been Brooklyn, and it's been Philly.
Yeah, let's say if it stays how it is, if it's Boston and Charlotte, I don't see either of them.
Here's a bold prediction.
Doing much damage.
Here's a bold prediction for me. This is going to be my bold prediction. Boston will miss the playoffs.
You figure they're going to miss the playoffs? Well, what? They're not going to win the play-in game.
No, they're going to lose two play-in games.
I can't rule that out.
I think they will lose two play-in games. I don't see Boston making it to a series. I think they'll... If they play Charlotte, I think that Charlotte will beat them. If they play Washington or Indiana, I think they'll beat them. I'm worried about what's going on in Boston right now. They just don't seem to have it together. They've lost four in a row. They're 3-7 in their last 10. I mean, the only thing they would have going for them is these games would be at home, which would help them immensely. Especially against Charlotte, because Charlotte is very, very bad at home, or on the road, I mean. Here's the problem. If Indiana somehow leapfrogs Charlotte, Indiana's 20-15 on the road this year. They're a very good road team. Whereas at home, they're 13-21.
I mean, again, when we're talking about the play-in games, I mean, it's one game.
Yeah, it's no, there's no series here. This is yeah, where there isn't. Yeah.
I mean, just look, if you're just looking at the standings, okay, and taking nothing else into account, the difference between Boston and Washington is three lousy games.
Yeah.
So not enough to sit here and say, well, that Boston is far superior to Washington in every way, because they're not. So for one game, that's kind of a flip of a coin, just about, in a lot of ways.
You know, especially when you're dealing with injuries and you're dealing with people being out,
Somebody's got a hot hand for one night and shoots, knocks down, you know, five or six threes when they normally wouldn't. And, you know, game is over and there is no tomorrow. So, or at least for two of the teams, there's no tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah. So, by the way, this is the first Knicks team, because they did make the playoffs. They're guaranteed now in the playoffs. First Knicks playoff team since 2013.
Well, I mean, that's really, I guess that's not that long.
What, 8 years?
8 years. I mean, there's been longer
stretches. It's no Timberwolves way.
There's been longer stretches than that. So I got to throw in here, too, while we're talking about the East, and you were patting your back for Atlanta, Miami. I'd like to pat my back in saying it. I think it was like 2 or 3 days in that the Raptors suck and they would continue to suck.
You were very right on that.
And they just, I mean, granted, they have not had very much good luck either. The injuries and COVID and all the rest. But they have just, their general manager got some serious work to do in the offseason because they aren't very good.
Yeah, I think Atlanta really has. They've left a lot on the table this year. That was a team I thought would be there. They just haven't been, and they, you know, no.
Well, they never. They lost some pretty good players, and they never really replaced them. Not even with bit. You know, they didn't even do the old, well, we'll get two guys to take one guy's spot kind of thing. They didn't even do that, and it caught up to them.
Yeah. Did you happen to see this? I wanted to kind of bring this up because I thought it was kind of interesting and worth talking about. Did you see that the rapper J. Cole has signed a deal to play basketball in the Basketball Africa League with Rwanda's Patriots BBC? And he'll play 3 to 6 games, the first of which is Sunday against Nigeria.
I take it BBC is
I don't basketball, know what it
basketball
for.
Club and not something else. That
I'm not even going there.
Right now there's a whole bunch of people going, what could that be?
I'm Google not it. Going there.
Google it.
Please and, do not have your children around if you Google that.
Google it and don't do it at work. Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
You could get fired.
But I thought that was kind of interesting. A rapper is going to go play in Africa. Basketball. He's actually pretty good from what
I've
seen.
What's next? Who's the guy from Drake going to suit up for the Raptors next year?
Wow.
Spike Lee goes on.
Probably could have used him this year.
He couldn't have been much worse than some of the guys. True enough. At least they had some kind of talent out on the court.
And one more thing. Zion Williamson fractured left finger and he's sidelined indefinitely.
Okay. Is this guy going to turn into the next, I don't even know who it would be, that promise when he's not hurt, he plays pretty good, but the guy gets hurt twice a season?
You know, I said how good he would be if he stays healthy. It just seems like he cannot get healthy.
I mean, and he hasn't been, like what, he's had what? What was this? Did he have a knee injury or an ankle injury the first go around?
I believe it was a knee, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, okay, like the finger one, okay, that's, you know, you come back from that, that's not the end of the world, but, you know, how many games is he, I mean, he's been in the league for what, 2 seasons now?
Yeah, it's just second season.
Okay, and how many games has he actually played?
You know, I'd have to look.
Well, that was kind of one of those rhetorical kind of questions, but
I don't know.
I'll see if I can move on, and we'll see how many games he's actually played. Because I don't think it's all that many.
Well, while you're going ahead and looking that up, before you look that up, actually, because the next thing we're going to move on and talk about, before we go to the West, and we're going to take a break here in just a minute, but before we do, fire up your Twitter machine and head on over to the Wide Men Can't Jump Twitter page.
Okay, I'm so quick. He's played 85 games.
Well, there you go.
So of what? 60. I don't even know how many they played last year. That's not as bad as it sounds, because it's really not. It wouldn't be 164 like normal. It would be somewhere south of there.
It'd be so, less than that, because I don't even think this, I don't think they got invited to the bubble anyway.
Invited to the bubble? I don't know. That sounds weird. It's some kind of sex club or something. Anyway.
All right. Head on over to the Wide Men Can't Jump Twitter page, because my friends, the return has happened by popular demand. It's time.
Bush League. Bush League.
That's right. It's time for Bush League. We are back. And Tim, we haven't done this in a while. We're doing it tonight.
How does this work again?
Exactly. We will play three clips of just ridiculous nonsense by NBA players and teams. And Tim is the man who will watch the videos that I have chosen, and he will get a vote on who he thinks is the winner of this week's Bush League, and they will get a special prize.
Do I need any ID for this?
No, sir. This is not at Magic City.
I thought I was I was making a voter registration.
No, I got it. I'm trying to avoid that crap. All right. Are you ready?
This ain't Georgia, boy. This is Canada.
Well, Magic City's in Georgia. But all right, it's our...
in Canada.
All right, it's time for our first nominee. Are you ready, Tim?
I'm so ready that...
Well, D'Angelo Russell tried to have a seat against one of the signs on the court. And in Detroit, that did not go well for him, as he fell ass over tea kettle and just landed on the ground. Oh, D'Lo.
Kind of, very quick 10-second summation of the season there.
Pretty much. That pretty much sums up the Wolves season right there.
The only thing that could have made that worse is that he didn't get injured.
I don't think he did, luckily, so.
And he kayfabed it,
Yeah.
I give him credit there. He clutches the... He grabbed the knee for a brief moment. There, like he was just trying to sell it.
Yeah. Well, he can try to sell it all he wants. You know what it was, though?
That's Bush. Bush League.
Yeah, even my boys end up on Bush League. Sorry, D'Lo. Our next nominee, your favorite, LeBron, has made Bush League. As LeBron attempts to pass the ball to the ref and nearly takes his head off. Here, you'll see it here. There's a brick from Caldwell Pope. Shocker. Drummond gets the offensive board. Finds LeBron, who kicks it to nobody.
Well, now, as we know, that is 100% Pope's fault.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Because he should anticipate LeBron passes that haven't been made yet and be in the right spot, correct? I think LeBron, he figured, he gets a lot of help from the refs. I think he thought maybe maybe he'd get some there. And the refs
show him some love there, but they did no such thing for Mr. LeBron.
Now, you got to admit here, now on the replay, all right, got a horrific shot there. Good rebound by Mr. Davis.
Drummond.
But that pass, that's... let's be honest, for LeBron, that is god-awful bad.
Yeah.
Because he's not even looking. He was there 3 or 4 seconds ago, so he should still be there kind of thing.
Yeah. God forbid a guy moves on the court. But LeBron, even you are not exempt, my friend. That right there, we know what it was.
That's Bush League.
Yeah, it was Bush League. All right, our final nominee, Mr. Bogdanovich for the Atlanta Hawks on this one. He falls down here, and as he's falling, trying to keep his balance, Trae Young sees him and throws the ball to him and pegs him right in the head on this one. Boom, right there. This game against, looks like Portland. Yeah, they were playing Portland.
Yeah, that looked like a shot from the book suppository.
He got pegged right in the head. And
no offense to anyone involved in the book suppository.
Mr. Bogdanovich goes down.
Machine. And
the ball just right off his head. Just right
now,
off.
The question is, though, like, I don't know if they show it. I got to wait for it to. Okay, he just blew a tire and then totally.
Yeah, he just fell.
And then went totally spazzo and was. I mean, why did he pass it to him, though? The question has got to be asked.
Because
he's already stumbling like a drunk over there in the corner. You know, looked like he was maybe a starting center for Delco High there for a brief moment. Yeah, he's already fallen down when he passes it to him. Like, that really wasn't a well thought out play by Trae Young. But
He saw he got free and released it. And I guess when it comes to the.
I'm going to fully suspect, Nathan, that Trae Young just wanted to get on Bush League.
He may have. But I tell you what, Bogdanovich, Trae Young, whoever you want to blame, you know what it was.
That's Bush League.
Yeah, it's Bush League. All right, Tim, we haven't done this in a while. You best get to pick. Our winner this week on who is the king of Bush League, you know, for a special prize.
I feel like that first video was like kind of like America's Funniest Home Videos. Yeah. Not really that funny, you know. Kind of weak. I mean, if you were there near him, it's pretty hilarious. But otherwise, it doesn't hold up to the competition.
Okay.
I mean, LeBron. I mean, boy, you know how badly I want to pick LeBron.
I know you don't like LeBron.
You know I want to pick him, but
I know you do.
I don't know. There is there's no substitute for the heads up play in that third clip. That's a combination of passing skill and ability to get your head in the way of the ball while going down. That's not a skill set every player's got, Nathan. I got to go with the last one. That's a solid Bush League entrant.
All right. Well, congratulations to the Atlanta Hawks and to Bogdanovich and to Mr. Young. You all have won this from our good friend Danhausen. You are cursed.
You are cursed.
Congratulations.
Maybe that's what happened. He choked on a tooth.
It might have been. He choked on a tooth and was cursed. Give Danhausen any money for his rocket car. So that's a problem.
Did you see where he tweeted that his flight was delayed and he would have made it on time if David Vaughner just would have bought him a blimp? This would not happen, Dave of Honor, if I had gotten my blimp.
Yeah, he makes a valid point. You can't argue with it.
Solid thoughts there.
All right, get your tap dancing shoes out, Mr. Bog. It's time to burn that energy. It's time for the Bush League theme. Let's kick it.
Bush League. Bush League.
And that's Bush League for this week. All right, Tim, what we're going to do now is we're going to jump out, go to a commercial break, and when we come back, we will be looking at the Western Conference like we did the Eastern Conference as we dive into we went kind of deep there looking at who's doing what and kind of looking at the games left and what we think will happen. So we'll dive into that right after this message from our good friends over at Atomic Comics and Collectibles, LLC.
If you're into comic books and collectibles, then you are going to want to check out Atomic Comics and Collectibles, LLC. They buy and sell comic books, action figures, Pop Funkos, vintage video game system, vinyl records, and other collectibles. Retro and vintage collectibles are their specialty. They have fair and competitive pricing on all their items. Their prices will make you say,
"Oh my God!"
Currently, they run on Facebook, and they're in the process of getting their own storefront in Logan, West Virginia. Give their Facebook page a like and keep updated on new merchandise and announcements for Comic Cons and store opening in your area. They do ship, but only within the United States at this time. Atomic Comics and Collectibles, LLC, where yesterday's memories are today's future. If you are looking for anything comic book or collectible-wise, you are going to want to do one thing.
Assemble.
And head over to Atomic Comics and Collectibles, LLC. Check out their Facebook page, Atomic Comics and Collectibles, LLC.
Stay Classy Meats is your online meat market where you can get the best quality meat for competitive prices. Head on over to StayClassyMeats.com and use the promo code WIDEMEN to save 10% on your order. That's right, if you head to StayClassyMeats.com, you can save 10% on your order with promo code WIDEMEN, but that's not all. Not only will Stay Classy Meats give you 10% off, they're also throwing in a free pound of Montana grass-fed ground beef. Make sure you get over to StayClassyMeats.com right now to check out their selection. Whether it be pork, ribs, chicken, steak, bison, ribeye, or any other type of meat that you desire, you can get it at StayClassyMeats.com. They are high-quality meat that you will not want to miss out on. If you like to eat well and eat clean and eat some of the best quality product out there, Stay Classy Meats is for you. Again, head to StayClassyMeats.com right now.
Thanks again to our wonderful sponsors, the great people at Stay Classy Meats, and of course, Atomic Comics and Collectibles, LLC. They're getting close to getting that shop open. It looks great. I saw it the other day. They've been working on the outside. Really great for them. Everything looks good at the store, so hopefully coming soon, a live store in Logan, West Virginia. And I'll have to change that commercial because they will be open. So good for them.
Open and ready to take your money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, all right, let's go back to some basketball stuff. Let's look at the Western Conference, which is, in my opinion, the tougher of the conferences from the East. Not saying the East... It's not as bad as it once was. I think the East is better than it used to be. Does that make sense? But it's not.
We have yet to achieve parity.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. So the race for the one seed, Tim, we're looking at it here. The Jazz and the Suns. Suns are two games back with three games to go as this here is showing. Let's see, they're playing, I believe they're playing tonight.
They were losing when I looked earlier.
The Jazz are losing to the Blazers at this point in time, but then the Thunder and the Kings are the Jazz's last games, whereas the Suns have the Blazers, Spurs, and the Spurs again. Yeah, so
and the Spurs have got a they've got
the
win.
Spurs are looking to win.
Yeah, they got a win to hold on to 10 there. So.
Yeah, so I think the Jazz will pull off the one seed. Would you believe, though, that in this series, the Phoenix Suns have beat the Jazz three times this year?
The Phoenix Suns are – are they the surprise of the season?
I thought Phoenix would be a playoff team. I'd never thought Phoenix would be this good. If that as bad as that may sound.
No, I mean, certainly the world's strongest man would tell us otherwise, but
yes, the strongest man alive would bite our tongues, he would tell us. But yeah, I think it was kind of a surprise that they were as good as they've been.
He might even say something along the lines of Nathan Yokozuna.
Yeah, he might.
took you a second to grasp that.
Oh, yeah,
one.
Yeah, that, okay. Yeah, it's been a
That's a hot moment back then.
Yeah, it's been a minute, but yeah, I believe it's that you got me on that one. That's going to be a team to watch, man. Like, they've got a real shot to really make a run in this play in the playoffs. So,
at the beginning of the season, you know, I can't remember exactly, but I'm probably pretty sure we probably said something along the lines of Lakers Clippers. More than likely.
That was I believe our guest to start the.
I mean, the Clippers, they've been good.
They're about where I thought they'd be. Yeah,
they've been good, but not, good to great, but somewhere in between most of the time. The Lakers have been were great for a while, and then injuries got up to them, and now sort of don't know what we're getting from them at this point. I don't know if I got to pick a sleeper out of the West or not a sleeper. My money's leaning towards Phoenix.
Well, if I had to take one right now, man, losing Jamal Murray hurts for the Nuggets. We'll talk about them in a few minutes. I still think that the Clippers, they've got the experience, and they're going to get there. Utah's tough. Phoenix is tough. But I think just in a matchup, I think you're going to see a different Kawhi Leonard, and I think Paul George will step up. There's something about this team with the Clippers that I just kind of believe in.
Well, I'm talking sleeper. I mean, I hate the Lakers, but God, until they're not there, I still
you can't
say
count them out.
They got to be pretty close to being the favorites.
I mean, you can't count them out if they come back healthy.
LeBron is LeBron. Whether you like him or not is totally irrelevant in the discussion. He can single-handedly win some games. He's done it before, much to my disgust.
So the lowest seed to ever win an NBA championship was the 95 Houston Rockets. They were a 6th seed. Let's say the Lakers win the title this year from where they're at right now. They would be the lowest seeded team to ever win a title.
Okay, well, that begs the question, is do the Lakers actually want to get to the 6th?
I say yes. I think they do.
Well, doesn't that give them the Clippers?
I would rather play the Clippers in the opening round than to have to try to play Golden State.
Okay, in one game, but what are their can they beat the Clippers right now in a series?
If they're healthy, maybe, I think maybe. They've got a shot.
It'll be a hell of a series. I know that
it would
much.
Be a good series.
It should be, but
I'm looking here. The Clippers right now would be faced up with the Dallas Mavericks, which could get very interesting. I mean, really, the Clippers play tomorrow. They're playing the Hornets, and they've got the Rockets and the Thunder, so they should just take care of business. Don't see them leapfrogging the Suns, but I think they'll be the 3. Don't see Denver catching them. Looking at Dallas took care of business with New Orleans tonight. They've got the Raptors and the Wolves. Mavs should win out. I don't know. They'll probably lose to the Wolves because the Wolves do that. But I think Dallas will take care of business there. I think you'll end up seeing that matchup, the Clippers and the Mavericks. That one could be really fun, depending on who comes out hot and who doesn't, right? I mean, Luka Doncic played great. I mean, this series happened last year. Because, you know, last year Clippers won in 6. I would probably assume that they do it again this year.
You know, I don't know. I really don't know. There's a lot of talent on this. There's a lot of teams that are quite capable. I mean, the first 4 seeds are more than capable. Then you can't rule out the Lakers.
And no, boy, you can't.
And then, I mean, am I crazy to suggest that if Golden State somehow can get out of the play-in game and into a series, that they could make some noise? I don't think they're going to win it, but they could make some racket.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to play him, truthfully.
I mean, Steph Curry alone can sink a team, especially if he gets on a roll, and he's been on one, so that might be good and bad, depending on whether he can keep it up. I don't think Utah comes out of it, though. I don't think Utah can win it.
You don't think Utah can win this series, or can win the championship, or at least win the West?
Yeah, I don't think they can win the West. I think somebody else comes out of the West.
You know, Utah was really hot early on in the season. I'm not saying they can't, because, I mean, they very well could. That's a tough place to play. If they secure the one seed, they've had the best home record in the league. That's a hard place to win a series, and you would have to steal at least one game there if you're going to beat them. They're not the sexiest team in the world. They're not the team that you would look at the beginning of the year and say, oh, yeah, this is a championship team. They don't have the crazy stars that a lot of people would talk about, but Joe Ingles has played well. They do have Jordan Clarkson, who's playing at another level coming off the bench. Mike Conley's a good piece. Donovan Mitchell's good. Rudy Gobert's probably going to win Defensive Player of the Year again. He's the best defender in the league in terms of what he can do. They're a deep team this year, and I think that's going to help.
That might be what saves them, is that they aren't relying on just, like, for instance, Golden State, who we just mentioned. Okay, if Steph Curry doesn't play out of this world, they probably don't have much of a chance of beating anybody. The Lakers, if Davis and LeBron don't both play really well, their chances are pretty limited because they don't have a whole lot else.
If you're going to beat that team, you have to pray that they have an off-night shooting, which I've seen them have, and you have to make Rudy Gobert a non-factor in the paint. You've got to make them play man-to-man and move Gobert out to where he has to guard somebody on the wing or guard somebody on the perimeter. If Golden State were to sneak in, and let's just say they grab the 8 seed and they end up playing Utah in the first round, I think Utah wins the series, but I think Golden State gives them a run because they can play small ball and frustrate Utah. Because if you've got a guy like Rudy Gobert, who is just a monster underneath and is a shot blocker and just does all those things, if you put a small guy on him that he has to guard, you're really going to frustrate him and you're going to open that paint up. I think Golden State's the last team they want to see roll in that first round. I think they've got a better shot. Honestly, I think they have a better shot at unseating the Lakers than they do beating Golden State. And them being the one seed, they should be the favorite. And you know what? They may beat both. They're a better team. Their record proves that. It's just looking at the X's and O's of it, it's going to really require them to be off shooting multiple games. So we'll see.
I mean, we know from previous playoffs, and it happens every year, someone will rise to the occasion that no one expected. Or maybe not no one expected, but they'll find another level to their game. Another team that everyone thought was going to be gangbusters will fall flat. That could even happen to Brooklyn, possibly, in the East, especially if they don't figure out their whole...
It could happen to anybody.
And it will happen to somebody. It's just a matter of who that somebody ends up being.
Last year, it was really hard to sit down and say, okay, this is the team that's going to win it. It's even harder this year, in my opinion. I think we are really at a time when this season where it comes to just picking who you think is going to be the team to beat is hard, because you would assume the Lakers would have been the team to beat this year, right? They're struggling to get in. They probably will, but it's just a really tough way to go.
I mean, one would think in the East, it's probably, if you're betting, it's probably one of three.
Yeah, I mean, you got three to choose from. In the West.
Okay, in the West, you've got
all the way down to eight or nine.
You've got at least five real strong ones. The first four and then the Lakers. Yeah. And after that, I mean, Portland was 40-29 this year. Like, they're not bad.
Portland, don't sleep on Portland, man.
But they're bad. I mean, the only team
handed
I would...
it to Utah right now. It's 101-86 at Utah.
I mean, the only two teams I would rule out entirely that I don't suspect would do is Memphis and San Antonio. After that, I wouldn't be surprised.
CJ McCollum is back for Portland. They're getting great minutes out of him again. I mean, Melo is just a pure scorer who doesn't mind coming playing on or off the bench. Nurkic is healthy. He's got 15 rebounds in this game already. Covington's a defensive mind. I said it in the offseason, man, when I saw these signings. They're finally deep enough to where they might be able to do something. And I think they're starting to prove that. I mean, Lillard's averaging 28 a game. McCollum has come back. He's averaging 23. I'm looking at Covington. You know, he's not putting up huge numbers, but he's a defensive juggernaut. Melo's averaging almost 14 a game. Nurkic, close to a double-double. Not bad for him. And they finally seem to have figured out that Norman Powell is a player. This dude's averaging 19 a game. And they finally kind of signified that 3-4 role between him and Covington. And they still got Simons. They still got Cantor to fill in. If they have to, they can go to Harry Giles. They've still got Nasir Little. Man, Portland, don't sleep on them.
I mean, they got a good away. They're good on the road.
Very good on the road.
And so, in the last, they have the best record in basketball in the last 10 games of the season.
There you go. So they're doing out of the last 10. And
they're rocking right now. They're peaking at the right time. So
they are. And I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, they're finally getting back healthy. Like, I don't even remember when McCollum came back. Let's see here. March 16th was when he was cleared to come back. That's been just enough time for him to come back, get back into rhythm, play with the team. And, you know, every year I say this, and I'm going to repeat myself again this year. Terry Stotts is the most underrated coach in the NBA.
Yeah, I was just about to say, and then you can finish your thought. What are the intangibles in the coaching department this year? Who's got the upper hand when we're starting to look at some of these teams where there's not a lot to pick between the product on the court?
I think Terry Stotts, man, that's what it comes down to, is that dude just knows his team and he's able to get the most out of them. And this is the first team that they've had where it feels like Lillard and McCollum have a little bit more offensive help. And they got some other guys now on defense that can slow down the ball and can pressure the guards of other teams. You know, Portland last year, and people forget this, Portland was a Western Conference final team. Like, they were there. They were in the hunt. Very easily could have gotten to the NBA Finals a couple of occasions. So, like, don't sleep on Portland. A lot of people do. I tell people all the time, don't sleep on them. And the thing about it is that series, let's say they win that series, let's just say that it stays the way it is. Denver and Portland, man, that's a game. That's a series right there. That's a series. I'm not missing a game. Every night I'm sitting down for that one.
Well, it's going to get, like, once the play-in games are over and we get down to the eight, there's not, like, is there going to be anybody left that doesn't at least have a minimal chance? Maybe in the East there might be somebody left who you don't think has really got any shot of getting anywhere. But in the West, in the West, let's say that the Lakers and the Warriors come out 7-8. There's nobody there that you can sit there and go, okay, there's just no way they're ever going to win the next round. It's just not possible.
If the Lakers and Warriors both get 7-8, then there's legitimately eight teams in the West that have a legitimate shot.
So then what are the chances that whoever comes out of the West is so exhausted?
That's a very good possibility.
that they got nothing left for the final.
That's been the argument for the West for years. In the West, you have to go through this gauntlet to try to get to the finals. And in the East, you know, we've kind of, I'm not saying that these other teams don't have a good shot, but we're looking at three teams that we believe here on this show have a legitimate possibility of winning the championship. Whereas in the West, there's a potential of 8 teams that have a legitimate shot, and if they made it to the finals, it wouldn't shock me.
You could easily have the 76ers looking at, I mean, the 8th seed could be Charlotte.
Nothing wrong with Charlotte.
Nothing, but on the West, it could potentially be the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, that's a possibility.
I mean, do you want to play the Lakers in the first round when you finish first?
Denver and Portland could play on the 4-5 matchup. Denver's arguably got the MVP, but they're down Jamal Murray. No Jamal Murray there, but they've still been able to maintain. Can they maintain against a Portland team that's got two fantastic guards with no Jamal Murray? That's going to be the real trouble for Denver.
All I know is the play-in games are going to be interesting because they're...
Let's talk about the play-in games.
Because they're well, we're not 100% sure who's playing who, but just the fact that they're do or die.
Yeah.
At least, well, I guess the first game, what is it? The 9-10 game is do or die, right? Then the loser of 7-8 gets another crack at the winner of 9-10, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so you got potential. Let's say it stays how it is. So you got Memphis against San Antonio. Who you like there?
Memphis. San Antonio hasn't done much to really get me excited this year. I mean, they're just nothing against the Spurs. It's just, I don't know. They're a couple pieces away. And Popovich just, I don't know. It's not that he's not good. It's just I like the Grizzlies. I like that young core. Ja Morant's a star. They're a good ball club.
I would say he's, I mean, as much as Pop's got the resume and all that, his time, I think, is slowly but surely coming to an end. That franchise probably needs a new look relatively soon, I would think. And
I don't know, though. Like, you think that, and then you almost think that, but then, like, he can regroup with just somebody you didn't even think of and then come back and dominate. So, I don't know.
It might not be that he's done. It might just be that he's done there. Now, I don't know that he's willing to go anywhere else either, or that he even needs to, because he can probably stay there as long as he wants. But, I'll take Memphis and then L.A. and Golden State. Who knows? Like, that's flip a coin for me.
I mean, I think what you're going to end up with is, in my opinion, I think the Lakers are going to come back healthy. They'll beat Golden State. Golden State's just not deep enough to run with the Lakers. I think the Lakers will sneak in to that seventh spot. And then Golden State, I think, will beat Memphis. I think that's what we're going to end up with.
So what happens if L.A., and they're only a game back, what if L.A. manages to get into the sixth hole and Portland drops down to the seventh hole? Does that change all of that immediately?
It could.
Well, does Portland? I mean, Portland, I think, probably has an easier time of beating Golden State than the Lakers do.
Potentially, I mean, if Portland is able to, if Portland drops to six, that would be interesting. It's really, really close again. Portland winning tonight's going to be big for them. I think that this win tonight will cement them because they won 105-98 the final over the Jazz.
So now they're tied with Dallas for fifth then now.
Or did Dallas
win tonight?
Dallas.
Well, if Dallas didn't play tonight and Portland won,
Dallas
they have the
did
same
win.
Okay,
Dallas
so did they're win. Still half a game ahead of them then.
Yeah, they got the tiebreaker. And the final games of that are Dallas has the Raptors and Wolves. Portland has...
That should be two easy wins, but you never know.
Portland has the Suns and the Nuggets.
Okay, that's a little tougher path.
I don't know. I mean, we very well could see Dallas and Denver and Portland and the Clippers.
I just don't think, like...
It would not shock me if Portland beat the Clippers. It would not.
No, me neither. And I just don't think the Lakers match up very well against Golden State. I think that's a matchup they'd rather not face. They have no answer for Steph Curry, none. They don't have anybody that can guard him, and they don't have anybody that can answer back because they're not that kind of team.
Yeah. So what are we both agreeing, though, that it looks like the play-in games, we're going to both take L.A. and Golden State?
I would be very surprised. It'll be just a matter of who's seven and who's eight.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. All right, so go ahead and tell me, who do you see coming out of the West?
Hell if I know.
It's tough, man. Like, and again, we're not trying to say that we're Nostradamus here. This is going to be a tough one to try to pick.
I don't think it'll be Utah. I don't know why, because I like Utah, but I just don't think it'll be them.
Rachel Miller gives you evil eye.
Yeah, I'm getting the stink eye, even as I can feel it all the way up here.
What do you think about Phoenix? Do you think Phoenix has got enough to get there?
I like Phoenix because they've just kind of – are they like kind of the quiet team that's just been really, really, really good but nobody really noticed?
I mean, they got Chris Paul. Devin Booker's finally starting to show out a little bit. My question is, can they maintain it over the playoffs?
Yeah, it gets to – you know, you're going to have to beat – you're going to have to beat three really – freaking good teams.
Yeah. I mean that's the thing. Somebody's gonna get there. And whoever it is, they've got to win some really good games.
Yeah,
I mean, Phoenix,
you're not getting any sleepers.
Phoenix is really good at home, 26-9, and the road record's not bad either, 22-12. I mean, Phoenix is probably the most balanced when it comes to these teams, when it comes to home and road record, because Utah's not that great on the road. They're only 19-15 on the road. Utah's also lost all three of their overtime games this season. So not very good in the clutch.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say it'll be one of two, and this will probably be the weird pick. I'm going to take either Phoenix, and I kind of like Denver.
I'm going to say it's going to be either the Clippers or the Blazers. There's something about that Portland team. And here's the crazy part. They could face each other in the first round.
I'm okay with that prediction because it did not involve the Lakers. So I'm okay with it.
I mean, if the Lakers are healthy, they may sneak in there.
Well, would it be if I'm never going to count the Lakers out until they're not there anymore. But if I had my pick of teams, I would like to see somebody win it who's never won it.
So, yeah.
So Utah would be probably at the top of that list. All those years where they probably should have won it and didn't. I don't know. Phoenix has never won, right? Or or is it so far back there that nobody cares?
Never They've never won one. Utah's never won one. Phoenix has never won one. The Clippers have never even made it to the Western Conference Finals.
What about Denver?
I don't think Denver's ever won one either.
Yeah.
Portland won one in the 70s with Bill Walton. They've only won one. Dallas won one with Dirk.
Never won in Portland?
Who?
Clyde Drexler never won in Portland?
No. Okay, he got his title in Houston.
Oh, in Houston, right. Okay. Yeah. All right. So we got some content. I mean, the Lakers and the Warriors, okay, they don't.
Yeah, they've won a bunch.
Like, who? Okay, let's take it from this angle.
That's pretty crazy that only...
Two.
Four teams in the top eight in the West right now have won championships.
So who does it help the most? Like, what franchise is in dire need of the win?
Utah or Phoenix or Portland? Honestly,
Portland much.
I mean, you're looking at three teams that are in like smaller markets. I mean, Portland could probably use it. I'd say Utah maybe the most out of all of them. I don't know. Phoenix a few years ago was talking about
moving.
They were talking about moving. There was talks there. Phoenix could use
The Mavericks are fine. They don't.
The Mavericks are good.
I mean, they take it, but they don't need it. And the Lakers and the Warriors don't need it.
The Clippers are what they are. They're in LA. They're fine.
Yeah, they're well. I mean, nobody's.
If the Clippers do get out of the first round, I want to see them at least make it to the Western Conference Finals. Just so they can get that monkey off their back. They've never even been to the Western Conference.
If I can script it, I want the Clippers to play the Lakers and beat them.
If I could script it, you know what I'd want to see in the finals, truthfully, in the Western Conference Finals, if I could script it? Phoenix and Portland. I would sit back and love that. And you know what would happen?
I just want
the NBA would hate me, and money would sink. Or Denver. If Denver's there, I'm not mad either. If Denver gets to the finals, I'm not mad either.
I mean, okay, to be fully honest, if I can really script it,
Honestly, somehow, the only teams I don't want to get there are Golden State and the Lakers. Yeah, I'm totally cool with.
Somehow the Celtics get really good, and they knock off Brooklyn and Philadelphia and then beat the Lakers in the final. That's about as good as it gets. But I mean, that's never happened in a million years, but I think I would enjoy it a lot. I could let the, as much as I don't like the New York Knicks, I could let them win if they were beating the Lakers.
I'm not letting the New York Knicks get to the finals and giving Tom Thibodeau the satisfaction. I can't do it. Congratulations on getting their boys. Now get out in the first round, please.
I don't care. They can be, it can be anybody against the Lakers. And I'm cheering for whoever that anybody is. LA does not. They won last year. Good for them. They deserve to win. They played the best. They don't need it. I don't like the way they go about doing their business, and they can lose, and I'm quite okay with it.
You know, somebody made a point the other day. Look at all the picks that all the players that LA's gotten rid of that got out of LA and are now thriving as players. D'Angelo Russell, Brandon Ingram, Julius Randle. I mean, Lonzo Ball's not doing bad. Jordan Clarkson, who's going to win Sixth Man of the Year this year.
I mean, that team has always been driven, you know, Kobe, Shaq. Okay, there isn't really room for anybody else. Then LeBron shows up on the scene, okay? I mean, there's not a lot of room for superstars. I mean, Davis has fit in really well there.
Yeah.
Is there really room for another guy there? Not really.
Not really.
So,
sorry about that.
That's good.
Before we sign off for the night, because, you know, I think we've said what we need to say here about the setup for the playoffs. When we get back next week, we're going to know a lot more than we know now. I think the 21st is that the start of the playoffs? The 21st?
Sunday is the last day for games.
Yeah, the playoffs are on the 22nd, so the play-in tournament begins May 18th, so we will probably know.
Well, we'll at least know, we'll have it down to the 10 and possibly.
Yeah, if we delay more. A day, we may delay a day just so we know, and so we can talk about it next week for sure. I mean, we kind of gave a little bit of a prediction there, but there'll be more to watch. Before we get out of here, though, the Monday Night Football schedule got released. You want to look at this real quick before we sign off tonight?
The whole thing?
Yeah, everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
Week one, Baltimore and the Raiders.
Go Baltimore.
Week two, Detroit Lions, Green Bay Packers.
Well, now that could get interesting depending on what the situation in Green Bay is by opening day.
Week three, Philadelphia and Dallas.
Oh, I like that. That's always good just for the pure
rivalry hatred. Game. I mean, both teams can suck, and it's just a rivalry game.
Yeah.
Week four, the Raiders and the Chargers.
The hell was all this Monday night love for the Raiders?
They do like to give the Raiders a lot of love for Monday.
Mind you, I guess they're where they are now, so that
and they're out on the West Coast, so yeah. I mean,
they're not in LA dying in the Coliseum anymore.
Actually, I think they are going to be in LA because it's the Chargers.
Well, if they're on the road, yeah.
Yeah. Week five, Colts Ravens. So there's that.
What kind of a matchup is that now? Who's Indianapolis got a quarterback these days?
Who did they sign?
Now that they don't have Philip
Carson Wentz.
Oh, right. Well, okay. Well, that might be somewhat interesting.
Week six. This one looks good. Buffalo and Tennessee. I'm looking forward to that one. That'll be a fun one.
Liking the Bills quite a bit.
Yeah, I've actually wrote a couple of articles about Buffalo over on Game
Which is
day.
Kind of a weird thing to hear yourself say.
Hey, man, Josh Allen, it's my guy. Love
yeah,
me some
I like
Josh
him.
Allen.
I like him, too.
They signed Emmanuel Sanders in the offseason. I look for them to do some good things.
Week
seven, Saints Seahawks.
Now, at one time, that would have been a spectacular matchup.
That one just doesn't blow my skirt up that
now. Now, I don't know anymore, yeah.
Now, this one doesn't blow my skirt up at all. The Giants and the Chiefs, week 8. God.
Well, what, you don't think Andy Dalton can't get points against the...
I said the Giants.
Oh, the Giants. Oh, no, he went to the Bears, right?
Yeah, he's on the Bears. Daniel Jones.
They still got... No, I thought they got rid of him.
No, they still got Daniel Jones.
He's still their guy?
As far as I know.
Didn't they trade for... Didn't they get somebody else?
You're thinking of the Bears, dude. The Bears traded for Dalton.
Yeah, but the Bears also signed somebody, too, didn't they?
Well, speaking of the Bears, next, the week 9, the Bears and the Steelers on Monday Night Football. All right, and the crowd goes mild. All right.
Yeah, because I was trying to figure out who the...
Week 10, Rams 49ers, battle of Los Angeles teams. Week 11, more love for the Giants. The Giants and the Buccaneers. Man, they love putting that game on Monday night.
Okay, you're right. I mean, the Giants have the unbelievable Daniel Jones starting and that stalwart, mm-hmm. that backup, Mike Glennon.
Oh, cool. Boy, they better hope Daniel Jones is going to
be
okay.
He better be solid or else.
He better be okay otherwise. Oh, God. How does that dude still have a fucking job? Blows my mind that he's still on an NFL team.
Yeah, you have to sit and wonder what goes into the criteria to be a backup quarterback in the NFL. Because
he's cheap.
Because there are some of them that just make you shake your head.
Oh, man. What, you know, Matt Schaub's still a backup somewhere, I think, in Atlanta.
Yeah,
I'd have to look that up next week. Everybody's backup, just to see who they are.
Some of them we won't know.
Yeah, really. Week 12, Seahawks, Washington football team.
Okay, that's a rather underwhelming fixture.
Depending on how Washington looks, you're right. Week 13, New England and Buffalo.
Well, depending on what goes down.
The Patriots, you don't know.
Yeah, I mean, if the Patriots move on from... and they go to their rookie there, and that might get interesting.
Week 14, Rams Cardinals. Now that one should be good.
Well, the Rams are going to look a lot different with.
I think Stafford's going to give them. I don't know.
Well, they got a great. Their defense is pretty solid. On the other side of the ball that they've got problems.
If they can get the offensive line to block good for Stafford, I think they're going to be okay. Cam Akers finally started coming out and showed that he's going to be the guy there.
I mean, Nick has been quite clear that I think all Rams fans are going to be utterly amazed when Matthew Stafford just starts launching it.
When he actually throws the ball down the field.
Well, Goff, they was not that guy, so.
Yeah, he wasn't. Week 15, Vikings-Bears.
I like that game.
No,
I like that game because it's usually a slap around affair.
It's a defensive game for sure. Yeah. Week 16, the Dolphins and the Saints. And the last game of the season, I actually really like this one as the last game of the season. On Monday Night Football, Cleveland and Pittsburgh.
Answer me something quite quickly here. And I have to wonder, now there's a Thursday nights have moved to...
Are they on Prime now?
Or something? Well, how the Cowboys don't play any Monday night football games?
Apparently not. Yeah, they do. They play the Eagles.
Okay, well, they play one?
They play one, yeah. They got the Bears playing, too. Monday night
football makes me wonder, have they tried to bulk up Thursday night?
Maybe. Let's see here. Thursday night football.
The Tampa-Dallas game is a Thursday. That's a Thursday night. Yeah.
2021 Thursday night schedule. Cowboys Bucks. Oh, apparently they're going to be on. They're alternating. That game's going to be on NBC. Week two through four is NFL Network.
Good Lord.
Giants and Washington week two. Panthers Texans week three. Jaguars Bengals week four. There's a reason why those games are only on NFL Network.
Yeah, that's
then right. They start putting them on Fox, NFL Network, and Amazon Prime starting week 5. Rams Seahawks week 5, Bucks Eagles week 6, Broncos, Browns, week 7, Packers, Cardinals, week 8, week 9, Jets, Colts. I guess you got to do something there. Week 10, Ravens, Dolphins, should be a good one. Week 11, Patriots, Falcons. Week 12, back on NBC, Bills and Saints. Week 13, Cowboys, Saints. Week 14, Steelers, Vikings. Week 15, Chiefs, Chargers. And week 16, 49ers, Titans.
Not a lot of love for the Super Bowl champions either, really.
Two Thursday night games and a Monday night game.
I guess depending on how you've, like, the Monday nighter.
Yeah, remember, man, the game of the week on Sundays, they're bread and butter.
I was going to say, the Thursday night game is kind of a throwaway to some degree.
Usually, yeah, you don't see a lot of love on the Thursday night
and
games.
And the Monday night game, everybody watches. They don't give a shit who's playing because it's Monday night. There's nothing else on, really. So that's kind of become a tradition. So yeah. Maybe they kept it on Sundays when
the broadcast has been terrible, though. The Monday night broadcasts have been terrible.
Well, they need the team of Stone Bush or PCP of Bush Stone.
Bush Kid back on there. That's my broadcast part.
I kind of like the wrestling combo. I like Aaron Stone's voice. He doesn't hear my feelings. He doesn't hear my feelings at all.
I love Joey Pizzapia because our new pod just dropped today. So
yeah, I listened to most of it. I just got to say, I mean, I love Joe. Don't get me wrong, but his love of AEW makes me want to puke.
He's critical of AEW,
but he likes him too.
I mean, I got nothing.
How old is Joe? Roughly, do you know?
Older than me, that's all I know.
Yeah, but I don't think, because he seems like he's kind of a mix of you and me. He knows a lot about the old stuff, but he kind of likes the new stuff too.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I said the name Bobby Shane and Chris Colt today. And
yes, I heard that, and he didn't know who they were, and I went, oh, shame.
He didn't have a clue who I was talking about. But I tell you what, Tim, that's going to wrap us up for this week. I mean, I personally, very sports heavy, not as much entertainment as we like to throw in there or goofing off or trivia or anything like that. I think this was an episode we needed.
No Jeff,
unfortunately, this week.
Jeff has went undrafted this week.
We may bring Jeff back here in a week or so. I don't know. I want to get his take on, especially since his Knicks are in the playoffs now.
We might sign them to the practice squad for next week.
We may have to bring him back next week. I like having Jeff on the show. He offers different takes.
Jeff is all right in my book.
But back to the old gruesome twosome here of Nate and Tim. So hope you enjoyed this episode. Maybe
Frank might have to have some playoff predictions.
Yeah, we may have to do that next week. I'm thinking we'll shoot for – we may record next Thursday because of the way that this is getting set up. So we'll aim for that. Because that way we'll at least know who everyone will be.
Doing what? I'm surprised we haven't got any messages. Ed is probably wondering why no podcast has dropped.
Well, it will here shortly, Ed. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And we will be back next week talking more hoops.
Warm up those TVs, boys. It's starting to get interesting.
Yep, it's going to be fun.
Let's not forget the greatest sport in the world, hockey. Hockey's just about over. Playoffs coming up Saturday.
May have to get your little bit of a review from you for the playoffs next week, too. Might have to. Sounds good. All right. Until next week, it's Nate. Tim, send us out of here.
Yeah, where are we going tonight?
Bed, probably.
Takeout? Well, you don't want to have dinner?
I already had dinner.
Second dinner?
I've never known to turn down second dinner.
Me neither. Where do you want to go? Ed, hit us up with a recommendation. Where am I going to fucking screw Ed? Armando.
Boy, he eats good, doesn't he?
Yeah. I think Armando knows his spots on the West Coast.
He does. And
August has got the East Coast stitched up.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's like a line right in the middle of the country. It's like Hardee's and Carl's Jr.
Food Wars. That might be a show. We better have to pitch that.
I feel like it's already a show.
Maybe.
All right.
Anyways,
goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. Have a good night, everyone. Stay well. See you next week.
Make good choices or film the bad ones.
Have bad choices that are at least fun.
Hey, there you go. Be good or be good at it.
There you go.
Thanks for listening to Wide Men Can't Jump on the Wide Men Radio Network, located at anchor.fm/WMCJ. Check us out there and download our podcast directly from Anchor or subscribe on one of the many platforms where we're located, including iTunes, Spotify, and more. Thanks to our great sponsors for making this program possible, New Taylor & Associates at newlawoffice.com, Atomic Comics & Collectibles LLC, located at facebook.com/AtomicComicsAndCollectiblesLLC, Strip Cam Fun at stripcamfun.com, as well as Stay Classy Meats, located at stayclassymeats.com. Use our promo code WIDEMEN and save 10% on your order. We hope you enjoyed this edition of Sports Talk with Nate and Tim, and we hope you come back and join us again for our next episode at the same spot you found it last time. Thanks again to the wonderful Horse Burner for providing our intro song, as well as all the other content they bring out. Check them out on YouTube, iTunes, Apple Music, and Spotify. Thanks again for listening to Wide Men Can't Jump. We hope to see you back next time. For Tim, this is Nate saying so long for now, and we'll see you again on the next edition of Wide Men Can't Jump.